It's the latest WNCW Friday feature interview of the week. I'm Paul Foster. Today's topic, how independent music venues have suffered and continue to suffer due to the coronavirus because they simply can't be open due to North Carolina mandates. So many of us miss getting our dose of live music at such venues. This morning, we focus particularly on Charlotte. And today's topic is very important to what we are all about and what we so often promote daily at WNCW, an advocate for regional and independent artists, these venues that present live music. And that brings me to my guest, Greg McCraw of Max Music.
Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Greg, let me start by asking you to share with our audience some brief background on yourself and how you tie into these live music venues.
I have been in this business for 24 years. It started as a hobby for me in Charlotte, and I woke up one morning and I was doing almost 500 shows a year in Charlotte, Asheville, Raleigh, Greensboro, across the state. I've been doing it a long time, independent venues, also some of the performing arts rooms in different markets.
And while we're going to be talking about Charlotte, you've already mentioned some other cities that have certainly been affected as well. We've got the connection, of course, with our Signal in Asheville, the Raleigh area, and we could go on, are suffering. Greg, if you would name some of those Charlotte venues and then explain just what they have meant to the artist, as they have certainly been a launching pad for many of them.
I mean, I should start with Charlotte by saying after the onset of COVID, the one good thing, I guess, that's come from this is that the venues here all joined together. There's been a national movement called NIVA, the National Independent Venue Association. Sorry, my dog is barking in the background. As part of that, we formed, or as an offshoot of that, we formed SIVA, the Charlotte Independent Venue Alliance. There are 20 independent venues in Charlotte. 10 of those have been very active in the organization. So the Evening Muse, which is probably the smallest or near the smallest with 120 capacity, up to the Neighborhood Theater, which is almost 1,000 capacity, the Visualite, Amos's, Petra's, Snug Harbor. We have a lot of independent venues in the city. Those are very often the foundation of their little neighborhoods. Those who are familiar with Charlotte know about NODA, which is the arts district. We're probably the longest running businesses in those neighborhoods and very much the foundation. People come to the neighborhoods to hear live music. They go to the restaurants. They go to the bars afterward. One of the important things for everyone to understand about live music venues, there have been a number of studies. For every dollar that someone spends with us, they spend another $12 in the community. Babysitters, cabs, dinner, all of those things. We're very much economic drivers. This is not just Charlotte. This is across the country.
What are you and others trying to do to enable venues to survive? Breaking it down to finances, simply.
We all have expenses that have not gone away. I mean, I can speak to the Neighborhood Theater, the largest independent venue in Charlotte. We still have rent. We still have insurance. We still have utilities. We still have the fixed cost that we have when we normally have income. But with the Neighborhood Theater, and again, this is an important thing to know about venues in Charlotte and across the country, we have been closed since the beginning of March. And what that means is zero income. And it's likely that we will be closed through the end of this year, maybe into next year. My honest opinion is it will be at the earliest spring next year before we would be able to get back to anything close to full capacity. It's hard for any business to survive that long. What are we doing? I think a lot of venue operators have found themselves in a really interesting position. Since March, we're doing a lot less music-related activities, and many of us are lobbying with our local government, the state government, the federal government, to try to get some sort of assistance aimed very specifically at music venues. But restaurants have been able to reopen at limited capacity. They were able to do takeout food even before they could reopen and let people back in their establishments. Music venues can't do that. On the other side of that, we've all been experimenting with streaming those who are able are doing outdoor concerts. None of those things take advantage of all of the infrastructure we've put in place to be able to hold concerts in our venues.
This is WNCW's Friday feature with guest Greg McCraw of Max Music.
You talked about reaching out now to the state government, and I understand there's actually a petition out there that a number of people have been putting their name on.
Yes, that's really more Charlotte-specific. In Charlotte, we had a large portion of the CARES Act money from the state that came to Charlotte and Mecklenburg County. We had an ask earlier, several months ago, of the city, as a lot of groups did. There are no winners right now. Everyone is really hurting. But we went to the city with a proposal to help save venues and get them back reopened and to be able to reopen safely. Another important point for all of the venues is that when we do reopen, many of us need to put in place new infrastructure to allow us to open safely. It's not going to be like old times. We're just as you see restaurants to protect the staff, to protect the patrons, to protect the artists that are on our stages. It's going to cost us money in addition to all of these fixed costs that we've been paying for months with no income. So we went to the city and with an ask to be able to really save the venues in Charlotte. And we were turned down initially, at least as an independent ask. So we went back to our patrons and we've sent out an email, all of the venues together sent out an email with a link to a petition for our patrons to sign that we will at some point when we can get into a city council meeting, present to city council just to let the local government know we have a lot of fans here and a lot of people who appreciate what we collectively bring to the city in terms of arts and culture. And as I said before, we're foundations to some of these neighborhoods. So yes, we're still trying locally to get our hands on some of that unallocated CARES money that's sitting at the city level. So far, I think we've only had one venue in Charlotte that's permanently closed. We'd like to keep it at that one.
Tell me now about what's called an open letter that has been presented. It's where supporters can support you guys in some way.
Anyone who's interested, it is still open. It's an open letter that will be presented to city council. Anyone who is interested, please go out to any of the venues in Charlotte. So Neighborhood Theater, Evening News, Visualite, Snug. We all have the link listed on our social media. It takes 30 seconds to go out, click that link, and sign our letter. I think we're up to almost 7,000 signatures right now.
Can you guys with music venues get any support on the federal level?
Nothing at the federal level is settled yet. So anyone who can, please go out and hasn't done it already, go out to the NIVA site, N-I-V-A, the National Independent Venue Association, and there's a link there to a letter that you can sign that will go out to your state representatives to sign on or support the Safer Stages Act. Go to either the Facebook page or the website of your favorite venue, because most of us are doing anything we can to generate revenue right now. So it may be as simple as selling a t-shirt. Every dollar helps right now. We feel for every other small business, but we're hit very hard.
The ongoing situation, the ongoing status of the independent music venues in Charlotte. Greg McCraw of Max Music, thank you for being with us. That's the Friday feature, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.